Right. Let's do some Toby Lerone updates. Toby Lerone, very, very popular.
Love this.
Loves getting his name on the radio.
Straight up after me, 10 o'clock. It's all about Semtex. Big shout out to Toby Lerone. Loving the show.
Yeah, he loves One Extra. He loves Vanessa Feltz on Radio 2.
And Toby Lerone, yes, right, says, V, congrats on yet another fabulous show. Thank
you. There you go.
V, congrats.
Yeah, love Steve Wright.
Steve, good show. It's Toby Lerone.
Yeah. Few people not so sure, like Fern.
Carly in Plymouth says the same. Stu in West Brom says the same. And Toby Lerone, hilarious.
And Trevor Nelson. God knows what Toby's up to, though.
And I'm getting it on a coach on the way back from playing rugby, says Toby Lerone. Yeah. Toby Lerone. Are you serious?
Yeah. He helps out with the travel news.
Toby Lerone called about a breakdown. It's on the exit from the clockwise M25.
Yeah. And he makes Darren Goff on TalkSport sound like Homer Simpson.
Not long before this one come in. Hi, guys. It's just passion. You've never played the game. Toby Lerone in London.
a triangle shape.
Brilliant.
Hello, Toby. he is also on Alex Lester's show. Alex Lester has been doing the kind of overnight show on Radio 2 for about 50 years and has gone so mad that no one understands what he's saying, but we still kind of got it in there.
The doors are open. Come and get your fluff-smothered humbug in. The 4.15 one-off canteen. This morning we're inducting the following. Toby Lerone in Hull.
I had no idea what he's actually saying. So, four more for you. Alan will guide us through the world of Toby Lerone mentions.
This is... First one is from BBC London and the Sport Show.
Okay.
Toby Lerone in Dagenham says, not another Jekyll and Hyde performance, please, West Ham.
Beautifully done.
I didn't know he was into his football.
Yeah, big Hammers fan.
Also made an appearance on BBC Norfolk with Sue Merchant.
We've got to say a very big happy birthday and dedicate the rest of the programme, I think, to Annette Curtin, who's 18 today and doing revision instead of being out having fun in Spinksworth in Norwich. That's so with lots of love and kind regards from Toby Lerone.
Oh, that is brilliant. That's a double whammy. Toby Lerone with a dedication for Annette Curtin.
God love you, Sue.
Oh, beautiful.
That's nice.
Can we have that again?
We've got to say a very big happy birthday and dedicate the rest of the programme, I think, to Annette Curtin, who's 18 today and doing revision instead of being out having fun in Spinksworth in Norwich. That's so with lots of love and kind regards from Toby Lerone.
Toby Lerone!
Gets even more exotic.
Now, Zayn has been had, obviously, because he kicked all this off, didn't he?
So Zayn often refers to himself as Toby Lerone now.
Mm. You need to be quite clever now to get one by Zayn.
Right.
So let's morph this a little bit.
Okay. Is this like a relation of Toby's?
Yes.
Okay.
I got some texts I want to read out. I want to say thank you very much to Kevin Manchester. Get your coat, Fern, you've lost. Ollie and Redding's in heaven.
Oh, they were doing the verses with Fern last night. That's why he mentions Fern.
I got some texts I want to read out. I want to say thank you very much to Kevin Manchester. Get your coat, Fern, you've lost. Ollie and Redding's in heaven with that. Hook, line, and sinker, go home, Fern. That's from 163. Killed it from Carly Whirly.
Carly Whirly.
And Carly Whirly was quite busy.
Really?
We go back to Darren Goff.
Oh, no,
on
really?
TalkSport.
Jonathan Spector is even better from Carly Whirly. Carly Whirly. You get that? No, I knew that one. Hey, I'm not daft. I double round. I saw that straight away. Oh, that was too easy.
Sorry,
that one.
Sorry.
do you know it, Darren? Have you got his number?
No, but I can get it, though,
right.
Because my brother-in-law's got it. Shall I get hold of it?
Because he sounds like, no, I like it, keep going.
Sorry, do you want to go back?
I want to go back, because I want to, we've got a Darren Goff double bill.
Not long before this one come in. Hi, guys, it's just passion. You've never played the game. Toby Lerone in London.
Right.
Jonathan Spector is even better from Carly Whirly. Carly Whirly.
Did you get that?
No, I knew that one. Hey, I'm not daft. I double round. I saw that straight away. Yeah. That was too easy.
Sorry. Can't catch coffee out twice.
And although not strictly a sweet, when it comes to Steve Wright, anything's brilliant. Mm. And we managed to get another one on yesterday.
Steve, can you say hi and safe trip to my sister and brother-in-law, who are in the car travelling to Heathrow? They're returning to Florida Keys after 2 weeks in London. Thanks for a great show. And that's from Ali Gators.
I love Steve. All righty.
Alligators.
Steve, can you say hi and safe trip to my sister and brother-in-law, who are in the car travelling to Heathrow? They're returning to Florida Keys after 2 weeks in London. Thanks for a great show. And that's from Ali Gators. Certainly an unusual name. What are the chances?
Do you think he knows?
I think so.
Do you think he knows? He goes, right, I'll do another one and I'll be playing on the air in the morning. Give my Radio 2 show a nice plug. Sure. 2 o'clock, 2 till 5, Radio 2.
So thank you to our listeners for helping out on this feature.
You're brilliant.
Thank you very much. What's your favourite? I don't know what
it's tough because anything involving Goffy laughing is good.
Yeah.
And then, but I
Jonathan Spector is even better from Carly Whirly.
I like alligators, but I think my favourite's got to be the Radio Norfolk one.
We've got to say a very big happy birthday and dedicate the rest of the programme, I think, to Annette Curtin, who's 18 today and doing revision instead of being out having fun in Spinksworth in Norwich. That's so with lots of love and kind regards from Toby Lorraine.
Right. Apparently saying that last night, I said hello to War and Peace, which is very good as well.
Have you got Darren Goff's laugh?
I haven't got it
handy.
On its own.
Okay.
Which one?
The
Jonathan
first one.
Jonathan Spector is even better from Carly Whirly. Not long before this one come in. Hi, guys. It's just passion. You've never played the game. Toby Lerone in London.
Homer Simpson.
Just need to slow it down.
Yeah, slow it down a little bit.
I'll get you, Boyle. Oh, well, thank you. Keep them coming in. We love them. We absolutely love them.
If you have clips, send them to aled.jones@bbc.co.uk.
What's the address?
aled.jones@bbc.co.uk if you have a clip. Otherwise, if you just want to play, tell me that it's happened, you can tweet us all.
I tell you what, it's going to be harder to double up with the names. Annette Curtin and Toby Lerone in the same text.
I know. That's double point score, isn't it?
Yeah. It's double points because you've got more chance of them going, hang on a second. Okay, so good luck.
Has Taffy Crisp made it through the net yet?
No, Taffy Crisp hasn't made it.
It's going to be an interesting golden hour today.
Mm. Of course,
on
my
guard.
You've got to be extra careful.
Yeah.
I'm going to ring them out going, I've got the right year, says Lisa Smith.
Lisa Smith. And Victoria Sponge?
Yeah. All right, one more. I'm going to play one more. Which one would you like to hear again?
Dom, you choose.
I'd quite like to hear the Radio Norfolk again. I know we've heard it 3 times already.
Radio Norfolk?
Yeah, please. Okay.
Thanks for keeping them going, and if you do end up on the air somewhere, let Alad know about it on the email, alad.jones@bbc.co.uk. Isn't that right, Homer?
Please stop now.
It's good though, isn't it? All right.
We've got to say a very big happy birthday and dedicate the rest of the programme, I think, to Annette Curtin, who's 18 today and doing revision instead of being out having fun in Spinksworth in Norwich. That's so with lots of love and kind regards from Toby Lerone.
4 minutes to 8.